So the Gemara on the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph continues with the sugya of Arla and Chutz La'aretz in the first 3 years of the fruits of the tree and the life of the tree are prohibited in Eretz Yisrael. It's a din midaraisa based on the pasuk, and in Chutz La'aretz it's halacha l'moshe misinai. However, because it's halacha l'moshe misinai, which is somewhat unique in terms of the way it was formulated, so the Gemara tells us that there are some unique halachas that have to do with Arla in Chutz La'aretz, and we'll see how unique are they really from other dinim d'oraisa. So for example, the Gemara tells us over here, five lines from the top, Amar le Levi le Shmuel, Safek li ba'ana echo. He had Arla in Chutz La'aretz, and he said, make it into a Safek for me. How's he going to make it into a Safek? We all saw the apple got picked from the tree. What do you mean, make it into a Safek? See, he made it into a Safek. He mixed it in together with other apples. Now we don't know any longer which was the Arla in Chutz La'aretz or not. And it made it into a Safek. Rabbi Avia v'Rabba bar Rav Chanan, Misafku Sfuke La'dodi. They each took the Arla, they mixed it behind their back, not sure which is which, and then they presented it to their friend. And the Gemara treats that as Safek Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Safek Arla in Chutz La'aretz, the Braisa tells us later on, is permitted. If you look down at the period, we saw this the last time, but just to review, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yechanan, Arla b'chutz la'aretz halach l'moshe misinai. Arla b'chutz la'aretz is halach l'moshe misinai, as opposed to an Eretz Yisrael where it's a pasuk in the Torah. So the Gemara says, V'atanya, Safek Arla b'aretz aser, b'chutz la'aretz it's mutter. So how could it be that if Arla b'chutz la'aretz is halach l'moshe misinai, that's a din midaraisa, we should have said Safek d'aretz l'chumra. Why Safek Arla b'chutz la'aretz permitted? Ishtamim kishachada, he was quiet for one moment, Amalei ema kach nemar. That's the way the halacha of Moshe Misina was formulated. Sveik amutav ado aser. That a suffix is permitted, only a vadai is prohibited. So even though Arla and Chutz La'aretz is a din d'oraisa, in Eretz Yisrael it's also a din d'oraisa, in Eretz Yisrael suffix is aser, suffix d'oraisa l'chumah, but when it comes to Arla and Chutz La'aretz, suffix is permitted, because the Gemara says that's the way the halacha of Moshe Misina was formulated, that vadai is aser, suffix is permitted. So the Ran, in his comments over here on this Gemara, quotes the well-known position of the Rambam. The Rambam tells us, if you look at the Mar Mekomos over here, Oizbeis, the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Tumas Meis, that the whole rule of Safek D'oraisa L'chumra itself is only a din midrabanan. Just think, if you're not familiar with that, it just takes a moment to process. But the rule of Safek D'oraisa L'chumra that we're so familiar with says the Rambam is really only a principle midrabanan. Midrairaisa, we should have said Safek Dairaisa Lakula. That's what should have been. Chazal came along and they said, you know what, if you have a Safek Dairaisa, go Lakumra. It really should have been Mutter. Therefore, the Rambam writes, Ain't Tamim in Atara Omisha Nitma Tuma Vadai. Tuma's Vadai. Aval Kohas Fekos, Bain Betumais. Whether it has to do with Tuma, whether it has to do with Macholas Asurais, Bain Barayos, Vishabasos, in any halacha, Ain lohem el midivrei seferim. A suffix in Kol HaTorah Kula, says the Rambam, really should have been permitted. The only reason it's prohibited is midrabanan. So the Ravid already pounces zehu shibush gadol. Shrei amar b'kama mekayimai sveika d'araisa l'chumra v'sveika d'rabanan l'kula v'zu sveika d'araisa. No, what are you talking about? We have a principle suffix d'araisa l'chumra, and he assumes that itself is a principle midaraisa. The Rambam says not so. Safek d'oraisa is l'kula. The only reason we're machmir on the Safek d'oraisa is a din midrabanan. So the Ran here quotes this opinion of the Rambam. If you look over here in the fifth line of the Ran, he writes about a Rambam kosav d'may d'arminan d'sveika l'chumra midivreyem hu shechmi ru b'sveikoi. The whole concept of a Safek d'oraisa l'chumra is only a din midrabanan. What's the source for the Rambam? V'hevi raya l'dvarav. Midamrinim perakasara, you'll see, the Gemara says later on, Masechtas Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Gimel, we could look it up, but the Ran quotes it. Hatara Amra lo yavai mamzer bekal Hashem. This is a quotation from the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, lo yavai mamzer bekal Hashem, a mamzer is not allowed to intermarry, marry a Bas Yisrael. Or a mamzer is not allowed to marry a Yisrael. Vadai hudu lo yavai. But the Gemara interprets, or darshins, only a certain mamzer. And we're absolutely certain that he's a mamzer. Hu de lo yava. Then he can't enter into the community of Klal Yisrael. Hamamzer safek, I'm sorry. Hamamzer safek, but if he's a doubtful mamzer, we're not sure. Yavai, he can intermarry. What do you see from this? Mamzer, and this halacha lemaisa, mamzer safek, we're not sure if he's a mamzer or not. It happens. We're not sure if he's a mamzer or not. Safek yavoi. Alma says the Gemara, I'm sorry, so it continues the Ran. So we see from here, loy atzer tarla isurin vadoin, hasafek ha isurin loy. If only it's only prohibited, if we're certain that it's outside, we're not sure, we're doubtful, then it's permitted. So Rambam says, you see from here, what do you see? That suffix, dairaisa, is the kula. The right is mamzer vadai amrach. When of a lay suffix? A suffix mamzer. So you dig back all the way, you know, and someone's doing too much genealogical research, and he uncovers that unfortunate, the skeleton in the closet of the family, which nobody knew about until now, but now all of a sudden there's a kid that doesn't know, really knows where he came from, and we have a problem. Now we have a mamzer in the family. Gavalt, a mamzer in the family. What are we going to do? No one can marry anybody. But we're not sure. No one really knows. So if you don't know with absolute certainty, mamzer, v'adai amalachmana, v'loi safik mamzer. Well, he's suffering mamzer. You don't have to be machmer. Oh, why not? Suffering deraisa, the Chumra says, the Rambam Zemim from Danin, we see from this, that what? Suffering deraisa is really the kula. The whole idea of suffering deraisa, the notion of suffering deraisa, the Chumra is only din midrabanan. As you see from mamzer, vadem rachman, voi suffering mamzer. So the Ran says, no, what are you talking about? Just the opposite. Ein zem mechuvar. The Ran disagrees. The other Abba, Daik Mina, learn from that, from the fact that the Gemara goes out of its way to Darshan Mamzer, Vadai Amar Rachman of Eloi, Suffolk Mamzer, the guy's involved in genealogy and he finds the Suffolk Mamzer, it's okay, rest easy, everyone can continue to get married. It's only a Suffolk. Why? Based on a Drosha, Mamzer, Vadai Amar Rachman of Eloi, Suffolk Mamzer, what do you see is the default position in the absence of a Drosha? What would we have presumed should have been the Halacha? Should have been Asar. You see, says the Ran, we would have assumed otherwise. It's something that rises to the chumra. Veins of a chumra. The other rabbi, don't me know. Learn exactly from there. The ba'almos fake that rises to usher. The eloi. If that's not the case, lama lama le lerova la ruche lishna kuli high. Why does he have to go on? Vaday amarak one of aloi. Suffik mamzer halema my time mishum dahavale suffik. Let him just say it's a suffik. It's fake a sharia. We see from here something that rises the kula. Must be, because it's only a mamzer. Umashna mamzer denokat, elavad, I suffik mamzer dafka kamar. Avashar sveiki loy. It's only a suffik mamzer that's permitted, not other sveikas. Umamzer shana de rabbi rachmana krola hetero. Because over here there's a special pasuk to allow the suffik mamzer. Alma miyatur de kroy hu de maisi lo. It's only from an extra pasuk. So the Ran says, adiraba. From that Gemara, Dafayin Gimel, Mamzer Vadai Amar Rachman Avoloi Suffik Mamzer, what can we derive? What is the rule? The rule is, Suffik Deraisa L'Chumra is the principle of Deraisa. So only Mamzer is an exception to the rule. And the Rambam says, no, the rule is, Suffik Deraisa is L'Kula, perhaps, derived from Mamzer. The Ran has a good question. Well, why do we need a drasha? If that's the default principle, why do I need a drasha to allow Suffik Mamzer? Unless the Rambam will argue, it's learned from there. You got to learn from somewhere. And it's learned from Mamzer. But the Ran has another question in the Rambam from our Gemara. Look at the top of the Ran. V'yeh shalom du mikan, d'may damrina d'sveika d'raisa l'chumra d'var terahu. You can learn from our Gemara that which we say, suffik d'raisa l'chumra, is a dimin d'raisa, v'loy mi d'vrei seifrim. Because over here in our Gemara, we say, why is Arlon Chutz La'aretz permitted? Why is Arlon Chutz La'aretz permitted? Because sveika of the halakha l'moshe misinai was articulated in a unique fashion that only vadai is aser, suffik is allowed. Why do you need to articulate the halakha l'moshe misinai in such a nuanced, detailed fashion? Suffik is allowed as if suffik normally is aser. So that implies, not like the Rambam, that we should have said, we suggested the other day that maybe halakha l'moshe misinai is different, but leaving that whole discussion aside, assuming all the rices are the same, all the rices are created equal, so then the Rambam, this Gemara seems to imply not like the Rambam. Because the Gemara says, here specifically, or Levadai Aser Rachman of a low suffix, or Vadai, what was the language of the Gemara? Sveikamut Vado Aser, that specifically here, suffix Arlon Chlisaris is permitted. Otherwise, it would have been prohibited. So the Ran seems to have a raya against the Rambam from the Gemara later on, from the Gemara here. But the Rambam's position is that Suffik Deraisa is really lekula. The whole concept of going safek daraisa lechumra is only dimi derabanan. Perhaps the Rambam though derived it from these two sources. You have to derive it from somewhere. Perhaps he derived it from one of these two sources, either Arla or from Mamzer. How do you understand the position of the Rambam? Why should he feel? Why does the Rambam feel safek daraisa is lekula? Should have been lekula. We're so trained, the safek is like ingrained within us, like programmed. Safek deraisa is lechumra, but the Rambam really feels safek deraisa is lekula. The whole concept of going lechumra is only dimi derabanan. Why? So the Mishkanes Yaakov explains in his Tshuvos. Mishkanes Yaakov is a contemporary of the around the mid 1700s, contemporary of the Vilna Gaon or Chaim Volozhiner. He was the Rav in Karlin. So the Mishkanes Yaakov, his Tshuvos called Mishkanes Yaakov, and he has comments on the Gemara called Koheles Yaakov, not to be confused with the Stivers Kilos Yaakov. But it's spelled very similar. Anyway, so in the Mishkanes Yaakov, he writes both in the Koheles Yaakov as well in the Tshuvos Mishkanes Yaakov, the Pshat and the Rambam and the Briskers picked up on this on their own, but they're very in tune in general with the Mishkanes Yaakov. It's a topic for another time. But the Mishkanes Yaakov writes that the reason why the Rambam feels Safek Deiraisa is Lekula Mideiraisa, the whole notion of Safek Deiraisa Lechum is only Dimid Rabbanon, the Rambam feels that the Torah speaks in absolutes. That when the Torah says Mamzer, the Torah means Mamzer. You have to know that it's a, you know, it has to be certain that it's a Mamzer. The Torah doesn't speak in maybes, in possibilities, in Torah speaks in absolutes. When the Torah speaks about, you know, an Iser, it speaks about an Iser Vada. If it speaks about Basu B'chalo, Savash, or Gadiba Chalevi Mo, it's not a possibility, it's not a suffake, it's not a doubt, it speaks about Basar B'chalav. Anything less than that standard is not what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about absolutes. That's what the Torah is talking about. So therefore, anything less than that, a suffek, would be allowed. That's why the Rambam feels suffek d'oraisa is lekula. Because when the Torah said Basar B'chalav, when the Torah said shatnez, when the Torah said, you know, the shechita has to be done properly, all these things are absolutes. So, you know, it has to be, you have to know that it wasn't, you know, you have to know that there's an Easter exists here. If you don't, so then, or you have to, it has to be that it exists with absolute certainty. If it doesn't, if it's not certain that it exists, then the Yisur doesn't begin to get off the ground. Yeah.
And why
midir abanan
do we have the whole
thing? Chazal wamach mir lechumra. But
careful.
Yeah, siyog. I say siyog. You know, yeah. For first mission mesachlas avos, I say siyog l'tayra. But the Rambam feels when the Torah addressed an Yisur. Torah is talking about a camel, it's an absolute camel, not a suffix camel. Absolute camel, bivados. Anything less than that is not what the Torah is talking about. Because that's the explanation that the Acharon Rabbis, you understand the explanation why suffix derises lekula. Based on that, the Chavos Das, is the same author as the Nesivos, HaMishpat and Chayesh HaMishpat. He has comments on Yerideya called Chavos Das. It's printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Chavos Das, he writes that for that reason, when it comes to a mitzvah saseh as well, according to the Rambam, you have to know with absolute certainty that you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So for example, let's say I have a suffix opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. Now, I'm suffix if I fulfill the mitzvah. So then you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. What is the fulfillment of the mitzvah? Fulfillment of the mitzvah is bevados. If it's not bevados, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. If you have any doubt whether or not you fulfill the mitzvah, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. When the Torah speaks about mitzvahs, about isurim, it speaks in absolutes. You know, it's certain. There's no doubt involved. If there's a doubt involved, that's not what we're talking about. That's not what the Torah is talking about. When the Torah speaks about lulav, it means certain lulav. You are absolutely certain you fulfilled the mitzvah of lulav. If there's any measure of doubt here, you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's not what the Torah is talking about. That's like a suffix. Just like suffix deraisa, the kulam in deraisa, because that's not the iser that the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about a vadai iser, not a suffix. So too, when the Torah speaks about mitzvah, it's talking about a vadai mitzvah, not a suffix. So for that reason, the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Tzitzis elsewhere, I think it's actually in Or Chaim, it's in Mekuf Tzadi Dawud, the Magen Avraham writes that you don't say Safek Deiraisa Lechumra to fulfill a mitzvah unless at the end you know that you'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. I'm not sure I was obligated to bench. I'm not sure I'm obligated to say Birch Satero. Let's say a person's not sure he said Birch Satero. So what should you do? Svarim, since Birchas HaTorah is the one bracha that's deraisa, Birchas HaTorah and benching are the only two brachas that are deraisa. So you're not sure if you said the bracha or not, you have to go back and say it again. So Magen Avraham says, yes, you know why you have to go back and say it again? Savik deraisa l'chumra. But what will happen at the end? Do you have a certain fulfillment of the mitzvah if you were chayiv? Yes, you do. You benched. You for sure benched. You for sure said Birchas HaTorah. So you for sure were in Kishem Hashem Ekrav, you were for sure in fulfillment of the mitzvah. You were in fulfillment of the mitzvah. But let's say I'll do the mitzvah, mitercha suffik, I'm not sure. But in the end of the day, I'll be left still with some suffik, whether or not I fulfilled something. So says the Magen Avraham, then, what have you accomplished? Nothing. You've accomplished nothing. Before you were uncertain, you went and you did it. You're still uncertain. It's still not what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking, even though midrabanan, they said, suffik deraisa l'chumra, we still only apply that a rule of something deraisa l'chumra if in the end you have a vadai. But if in the end you won't have a vadai, kiyum mitzvah, you're still not in fulfillment of anything, you haven't accomplished anything. Yes.
Does kavanah, meaning having kavanah for the mitzvah, would that play?
Kavanah is a separate issue. It runs on a separate track. I mean, it's this whole separate world of kavanah. Do you need kavanah to fulfill a mitzvah or not? It's a separate discussion. Yeah? For example, sorry, practical example, what are we talking about? Someone, does a doctoral dissertation on what is the proper animal that we're supposed to derive tcheles from. Okay. So, we're not sure if he's right or if he's wrong. So, one could argue, as some have, as some did, Rabbi Herzog wrote his doctoral dissertation on what the animal was for tcheles, and he claimed it was some snail, the Murus trunculus. The Radziners were always wearing tcheles. The Radziner chassidim were always wearing tcheles. The Radziner claimed he had his own, Gershon Henoch Leiner had his own tcheles. If you see the new tcheles and the Radziner tcheles, you see a chassid walking around with tcheles, unless he's a neo chassid, it's probably not the new type of tcheles, probably the old type of tcheles, which is not the same thing at all, from different animals. So Rabbi Herzog did his doctoral dissertation, Murus trunculus, and they claimed that that was a proper tcheles. Whether right or wrong, there's arguments in favor, arguments against. I'm not interested in getting involved in that. But let's say we're not sure. No one's going to say with absolute certainty we're sure he's right. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. So some have argued, well, you know what? No one can say that he's wrong. Well, how are you going to say he's wrong? I mean, there are arguments against it, you know, where it's supposed to come from and this and that. But I know he's wrong. Maybe he's right. I don't know. So why don't we say Safek Deraisa L'chumra? Where the tcheles? Should have to. Right? Safek Deraisa L'chumra. I once had a conversation with Rav Pam. It was the only conversation we ever had. We ended up at his house. Whatever. And someone wrote him a letter and he said, you know, come see me. He was at the end of his life. He was very sick. But he kept talking and learning. So we went to his house to talk to him about this, about the tcheles. So he came and he was machaber. He came down the stairs. I mean, it must have been in his 90s. And then he went back up the stairs and his wife spent like 20 minutes yelling at us. What are you bothering him for? With this, she called it a klutz kasha. What are you coming in with klutz kashas and whatever? Anyway, it was a terrible, terrible encounter. He was so pleasant, but she, oh my gosh, she berated us. Anyway, but like he told us to come, you know. Anyway, okay. Sorry. But he said to us, so someone asked him, why don't you have to wear the tcheles safek deraisa l'chumra? So he said, which was if you have any exposure to Rav Palm, a typical answer that he might have given, was he said, well, what if you're wrong? Meaning, I'd say, he viewed himself as the manig of Klal Yisrael, not in the Gaivetika sense, just in the accepted responsibility for what took place in the community. So he said, what are we going to do? Tell people, do it, mitaych ha-safek, what if we're later proven wrong? So then we all look foolish. So he thought that the stakes were too high. So he said, if you want to do it privately. But we never had this conversation, you know, I'll deny it later. That was basically what he said. You want to do it on your own, do it on your own. But as a community, to embrace it, he felt was too dangerous, because let's say we're later proven wrong. And then they'll think other things that we're saying that are correct, you know, that there's no suffik about, then they won't take it as seriously. That was his concern. But either way, leaving communal concerns aside, none of us are manhigim of Klal Yisrael. So why not do it? Safek deraisa l'chumra sounds like a good argument. So many disagreed. He said, no. Based on this Magen Avraham, the only time there's a concept of safek deraisa l'chumra is if after I do it, I know for sure I'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Can anyone say, even if you're going to wear the tcheles, you're sure you will fulfillment of the mitzvah of tcheles? No, you still have some suffering. We don't know. So perhaps we don't apply, they quote like this in the name of Reb Chaim, we don't apply suffering d'oraisa l'chumra in a situation where at the end you'll still be in a suffering. The only reason we would say suffering d'oraisa l'chumra mid'rabbanan is to preclude ourselves from a vada yisr. Okay, that's a suffering yisr. Now I for sure have nothing to worry about. Fine. Vadai. The Torah speaks in vadais. So too, when it comes to a kiyum mitzvah, the Torah speaks in absolutes. So if you're not going to absolutely be in fulfillment of the mitzvah, what's the point of being machmir mitaych haselvi? Rabbi Shechter disagrees in his article on the Tcheles, is printed in his Sefer Ginas Egos. He argues with this svar. He thinks, what are you talking about? If you have a possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah, why? Just like we're machmir on a suffik iser, we should be machmir on a suffik mitzvah. That's his argument. He doesn't like this svar that the Torah speaks in absolutes. So that's why we say suffik deraisa lekula. Midai Raisa is a kula. It's only an absolute Easter if that's the case. So the mitzvah also should have to be an absolute kiyama mitzvah. He thinks in the end of the day, you could be machmer and perhaps get a kiyama mitzvah. Why shouldn't you do it? Then he argues even further, and he claims based on the pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan that you're not supposed to be moisif onto the kiyama mitzvah. So he says, Sifu, you're not allowed to add onto the mitzvahs to take a fifth tzitzis on your Arba conference. Five kanfas with five tzitzis, you're not allowed to add on to the mitzvah. So too the pasuk says, "V'lo sigru mimenu." You're not allowed to do the mitzvahs in a less fashion. You're not allowed to add to it. You're not allowed to do it in a less than optimal fashion. So if Shechter quotes over there from a tshuva of the Beis Halevi, what does that mean? Well, let's say a guy doesn't take lulav on sukkahs. Is he in violation of Baal Tigra? What does it mean? We know what to add on to the mitzvahs means. You do one extra. You sit in sukkah on the eight days instead of 7 days. We have a mitzvah to sit in sukkah on the eighth day, but some are concerned with Baal Tisa. If you sit in sukkah an extra day, it's Baal Tisa if you're adding on. How do you violate Baal Tigra? Pasuk also says, Sigru mimenu. You shouldn't do less. Does that mean to wear a garment with three kanfas? No. Wearing a garment with three kanfas and tzitzis is garnished. That's nothing. How could that be a violation of Baal Tigra? A guy doesn't take lulav. Is he in violation of Baal Tigra? How could that be a violation? He negated a mitzvah. Say, how could it be a violation of Baal Tigra? So the Beis Halevi says, no, what it means is to fulfill a mitzvah in not the optimal fashion, where you have the option of doing it in an optimal fashion. You have opportunity to do it in a better way. I do it in a lesser fashion. That's Baal Tigra. Just like doing Baal Tisif is adding on to the mitzvah, Baal Tigra is doing the mitzvah, but in a less optimal fashion. So Rav Shechter claims, since tzitzis in its optimal fashion is with tcheles, so yes, you're yotze the mitzvah with lavan only. You are. We're not having a shiur on tzitzis now, but you're yotze with lavan alone. At the same time, it's better to do it with tcheles. So if you have the opportunity to do it with tcheles, and you only do it with lavan, you're in violation of Baal Tigra. So Rav Shechter claims, if you don't wear it, So then you're not just not doing anything, you're actively in violation of Baal Tigra. You know, okay. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Just to clarify, the looking at Rambam is in line with the Rambam's...
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where he's coming from. Shechter doesn't explain this far because he's arguing against it, but I think that's where he's coming from, is that the Torah speaks in absolutes, and therefore, all I'm going to say, Savik Daraisa L'chumra, to fulfill a Kiyum HaMitzvah, you know you're going to have an absolute Kiyum in the end. It could even be that those Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, who hold Safek D'oraisa as L'chumra mid'oraisa, would accept this argument. Why? Because even the Rashba and the Ran, even the Ran, who argues Safek D'oraisa is L'chumra mid'oraisa, or the Ravid, who said mid'oraisa, that concept, that notion of Safek D'oraisa L'chumra is a notion mid'oraisa, it could be that they also hold the Torah speaks in absolutes. Once you get a lumdus, the lumdus is so good, you want to start plugging it into everybody. So it could be even the Achronim argue, Rav Naftali Trup and Rav Shimon Shkup, they all argue, even the other Rishonim accept like the Rambam, the Torah speaks in absolutes. It's very scientific. Torah speaks in Basa B'cholav, it's absolute Basa B'cholav. Why do I have to be machmer then if it's a suffix? Torah's not talking about that. Torah's talking about absolutes. Absolute tzitzis, absolute chaylas. That's all we're talking about. Why then do you have to be machmer mitaych haselvik? So the Sefer HaChareidim over here, one of the more obscure Rishonim, quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, that's a separate principle to be machmer mitaych haselvik based on the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, uvachartu b'chayim. V'chein kazav Rabbeinu Yoina, Malos Rabos Nimshu Uranu B'mitzvah Say Malos HaBechira Achas. One of the Milos that we have is that of choice. Shenemar Uvacharta B'chayim Uvakol Eishim Izdamu Fnei Adam Iser Oy Safik Iser. So any time that an Iser presents itself for a Safik Iser V'hu Pireish and he refrains from doing that activity, Mekayim Mitzvah Say. Not that you're refraining from Safik Basa B'chalav because of Basa B'chalav. You know why you're refraining from Safik Basa B'chalav? Not because there's maybe Basa B'chalav here. There's no Basa B'chalav here. You know why there's no Basa B'chalav? The Torah speaks in absolutes. If there's no absolute Basa B'chalav, there's no Safik Basa B'chalav. You know why you're refraining from doing it? A separate mitzvah, I say, u'bachar to b'chayim, choose life. So that's a separate mitzvah. U'v'sof kidushin kasav Rabbeinu Nisim, the ma'idar minu b'kul gemara sveikah d'araisa l'chum ad'var Torah, hu v'loim d'vrei seifrim. That this concept of Safik Daraisa Lachum is a Dimin Daraisa is based on this mitzvah asay of Ubachar to Bachayim. Not because Bas Bechalav, Orla itself would be obligate us, would oblige us to be Machmir Mihalik HaSafik. It's a separate principle entirely called Ubachar to Bachayim. So it could be everyone would agree when it comes to a mitzvah asay, this concept would not exist. The Torah speaks in absolutes, and unless you have an absolute Kiyum HaMitzvah, there's no point in being machmer mitarech hasafik. So unless you know that you're a fulfillment of tzitzis, you know you're in fulfillment of tcheles, perhaps there's no concept according to everyone, not even only according to the Rambam. Could be even the Ran accepts this. Torah speaks in absolutes. Why do you have to be machmer mitarech hasafik? Safik deraisa l'chumra, because of a separate mitzvah saseh of u'bachar to b'chayim. Excuse me. Because this is the position of the Rambam, the Safik Deiraisa is really Lekula, the whole concept of Imachma Mitarcha Safik is only the Rabbanon, so that's how the Pnei Yeshua and the Prima Gadam understand the concept of Sfeik Sfeika. We touched on this a few days ago when we were discussing Chadosh and Chutzlart. That if there's a double doubt, then we're Mako. Why are we Mako? Why are we lenient in a Sfeik Sfeika? Concept comes up in the Gemara Ksubis, elsewhere. Sfeik Sfeika is Lekula. Why Sfeik Sfeika Lekula? So the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubas and Daf Tes, the Prima Gadam has this explained that it's because, 1 minute, let's think, you know, let's just do the simple cheshbin. According to the Rambam, Safik number one, you have to be Machmer, Safik Deiraisa, you have to be Machmer, Safik Deiraisa Luchumra. Wait, but that whole principle, the whole concept, the whole notion of Safik Deiraisa Luchumra is only principle in the Rabbanon. So when you have a Sveik Sveika, that is, in other words, is a Safik Derabbanan. It's a Safik on the Derabbanan of Safik Deiraisa Luchumra. So therefore we say Safik Derabbanan Lekula. Every Sveik Sveika is a Safik Derabbanan Lekula. So every double doubt is Mutter. Why? Based on what? Sveika Derabbanan Lekula. According to the Ran, though, that's not the case. Safik Deiraisa Lekumra Mid Deiraisa. So why is Sveik Sveika allowed? So the Rajba explains a different reasoning behind the concept of Sveik Sveika, that it's like a Roiv. Majority. What do you mean a majority? Majority of possibilities. For example, in a case we were discussing a few days ago, you have
marker.
The case we were discussing
was, I don't know if this works. Any marker in these rooms never works.
You have a woman who's found a Pesach Pasuach. If you remember that Gemara from the Gemara Masechta Tzubos, a guy wakes up at the day of the wedding, the morning after the wedding, and finds that the wife was not a psua at the wedding. So there was a year in between when they were first stage of marriage, second stage of marriage. Maybe she was, maybe she had relations before they ever got engaged, we'll call it, before the Kiddushin, or maybe they had relations after the first stage of marriage. So we don't know. So we have a woman who is not found, you know, was found to be a psula, Pesach Pasua Masasi. She's found not to be a psula. So there are two possibilities. Either it was taftav within the year, or ain't no taftav, or not within the year. And it was before they got married. If it was taftav, so then she's prohibited. If it was ain't no taftav, then she's allowed. It happened before. But then there's still another possibility. Even if it was taftav.
Right.
Even if it was taftav, even if it was within the year, maybe she was raped, maybe she was densav, in which case she's permitted to be with her husband. The ksuba will be less, that's true. But she's permitted to be with her husband. So we have the possibility that it was nensa, or we have the possibility that it was beratzon. We're not sure. So the Gemara, so the Rishonim discussion should be a sveik sveika should be allowed.
if a guy wakes up in the morning, Pesach Patur and Mitzvah, he should be allowed because of a Sfeik Sfeika. What's the Sfeik Sfeika? Suffolk Tachtav, Suffolk Eva Tachtav. But even if it was Tachtav, even if it was in a year, in between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, maybe she was Nansa, maybe she was Reg. So the Rashba says, you know why she's allowed in that scenario? Because of Roiv. The only one of the boxes that should be prohibited is this one. If it was Tachtav and Beratzon. If it was Tachtav and Nansa, she's allowed. She was Reg. If it was Eno Tachtav, for sure she's allowed. And even if it was Beratzon Eno Tachtav, she's allowed. So the four logical possibilities of what could have occurred, three of them make her mutter, one of them makes her usher. So since it's three out of the four dictate that she should be mutter, the Rashba claims fake fake as mutter mitam roiv. Doesn't mean a literal roiv, the roiv of the woman who are found out not to be besulos, that's the situation. We can't say that it was Nensa and either Eno Tachtav or Tachtav, but the roiv of the logical possibilities dictate that she is she's allowed. So the Rashba feels it's because roiv possibilities. Excuse me. And the Rambam feels that it's perhaps because of Safek Derabbanan Lekula. We said one difference between them might be what if it's a Sfeik Sfeik or Mishem Echad? The Gemara says, again, why is Pesach Matzusi? The Gemara says it's Aser. So Gemara asks why? It's a Sfeik Sfeik or she should be allowed. So the Gemara says, what case are we discussing? Where was her father married her off? Kusumi Baz Gimel Shana Biyam Echad. When she was less than 3 years old. So if she got married when she was less than 3 years old, if it had happened, Eino Tachtav, if it would happen before, her psulim would have come back. The psulim would come back if it happened before three. So then Eino Tachtav is no longer part of the cheshbon. We took Eino Tachtav out. Because if it were before three, the psulim would have come back. So now what we have is, for sure, Tachtav, the question is only Nansa, or whether it was Beratzah. So Taisa says, no, you know what? I have another Sveik Sveika. For sure it was Tachtav, that's for sure the case. For sure it was Tachtav, because if it would have happened before, the Psuim would have come back. But why not? So maybe it happened when she was a Ketana, and Pitu a Ketana, Oynesu, if Ketana is always Nansa, maybe it happened when she was a Gdoyla. Maybe it happened when she was a Gdoyla. So Taisa says, no, that's still a shame. So if it happened when she was a Gdoyla and she was Nansa, she's allowed. If it happened when she was a Gdoyla and she was, I'm sorry, if it happened when she was a Gdoyla, and here would be allowed, and here would be Aser. Gdoyla Beratzen is Aser, Ketana is allowed. So Taisa says, no, that can't be the case. You can't call that a Sfeika Sfeika. Why? Because Ketana and Gdoyla is the same as Nansa Beratzen. Why is Ketana allowed? Because we assume a Ketana is always honest. You can convince a minor to do anything, and a Gdoyla is Beratzen. So really, it all boils down to the same Sfeik. What is the Sfeik? Sfeik Einis, Sfeik Ratzen. Safek Ein, Safek Ratzon. So Taisa says it's a Sfeik Sfeik and Mishem Echad. You don't have four logical possibilities, you only have two. So Taisa says you can't call that a Sfeik Sfeika because it's Sfeik Sfeik and Mishem Echad. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds Sfeik Sfeik and Mishem Echad is good. Why does the Rambam hold Sfeik Sfeik and Mishem Echad is good? That's why the Rambam, I don't have time to get into it, but the Rambam says Pitu Ektana is not Einis. The Rambam says Pitu Ektana is Ratzon. She is prohibited to the husband, even if it happens when she's a Ketana, because otherwise you'd have a Sfeik Sfeika here. So the Rambam interpreted that it's because Sfeik Sfeika is mutter. Why? Because Safek Derabbanan Lekula. If it's mutter because of Safek Derabbanan Lekula, you have one Safek. That's Safek Deraisa Lechumra. I introduced another Safek, should be Safek Derabbanan Lekula. They don't have to be different possibilities. They don't have to be based on different arguments. Even if they're all Einus Ratzon, Einus Ratzon, but I have one possibility of Einus Ratzon. They have another possibility of Einus Ratzon. It's still a Safek Derabbanan Lekula. You should still allow it. Meaning, based on why Sfeik Sfeika is mutter, if it's because of Safek Derabbanan Lekula, because all kinds of Safek Deraisa Lechum is only Derabbanan, and therefore Sfeik Sfeika is Safek Derabbanan Lekula, it doesn't matter that it's Mishem Echad. It's not three out of four logical possibilities make it mutter. Only one of the four makes it usser. It's not mutter because of that. It's mutter because it's one doubt, and then part on another doubt, Safek Derabbanan Lekula, even if they're all Mishem Echad, it should be allowed. Okay, so we have big machlekes rishonim. Is Safek, yeah, what do you want to ask?
So what do we say regarding
the Rashba would hold that that's not a Sfeik Sfeika. And that's what Tosfos writes in Ksubis. Mishem Echad is no good. The Rambam disagrees, and we know why the Rambam disagrees. You know why the Rambam disagrees? Because if you're just working off one doubt being Safek Deraisa Lechumra only Midrabanan, a second doubt being Safek Derabbanan Lekula, so what does it matter what the doubt is based on?
Anyway, what emerges is, Rabbi said, from this Ran, it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran. Why is Suffolk Deiraisa L'chumra? According to the Ran, it's a concept, the notion of Deiraisa. Perhaps based on Uvachar to Bechayim, but according to the Rambam, it's a concept, the notion of Rabbanan. Why? Because, as we explained, the Torah speaks in absolutes. Unless it's absolutely usur, the Torah is simply not discussing it. And the only reason that we go L'chumra on a Suffolk Deiraisa, if it's a Suffolk, Torah is not talking about it. Torah is talking about that. Nonetheless, if it's a Suffolk, Midrabanon, they were Machmir. However, the Ran has a it's a question on the Rambam. The first is, if that's the case, that Suffolk Deiraisa is L'kula Midrabanon, why does the Torah go out of its way to tell us, Mamzer Vadai, one of all Mamzer Suffolk. Mamzer Suffolk is allowed. Why? Why is the Torah bother going out of its way to tell us that? Why do we need a special local Moshe Sinai that Arlo and Chutz Laretz is mutter? All Suffolk Deiraisa is Lekula. But even more pressing is the problem that he raises over here on the fourth line. Umiyu, Kusha de Mil Sahaki, he said the Sveka Deiraisa Yisura Dvar Torah. Says the Ran, back in the Ran, Ois Aleph, must be Suffolk Deiraisa is Lechumra Mideiraisa. Shem Loi Toimar Ken, if you're not going to say that, Ashim Taloi Lama. Why would you ever bring an Ashim Taloi? Ashim Taloi is a carbon that you bring if you were unsure if you violated any Eastern the Torah that entails the punishment of, if you did a Pashoge, Gachatos. Let's say a person eats Chalev. Not sure he ate Chalev, which is the prohibitive fats of the animal. So if you're sure you did it, you have to bring a Chatos. If you're unsure, you bring an Ashim Taloi. Says the Ran, why do you ever bring an Ashim Taloi? Pasuk in the Torah, Parashas Vayikra, why would you ever bring an Ashim Taloi? Why, Rabbi? He said, what's his question? Why? Why would you ever bring an Ashim Taloi if you're unsure if you violated the Easter of Chalev? Why? Suffolk Deiraisa is Lekula. The Torah's not talking about that. Why? If the Torah's not talking about, you know, Suffolk, why do we have a carbon that's addressed specifically to a person who's been Suffolk whether or not he did an Easter? So that's the question the Ran asks. If the Rambam is correct, Suffolk Deiraisa is Lekula, because the Torah is not talking about Suffolk. The Torah is only talking about absolutes, Vadai. If there's anything less, Torah is simply not talking about it. So why do we have a carbon addressed to people who are B'Suffolk? Ashim Taloi. Why is it called Taloi? Because if you realize later on that you actually did it, you have to bring a Chatos. You're not Yaitzi with this. This is for your situation of doubt. If later on you realize you actually did do it, B'Vadai, you went to the videotape, and you realize you actually did do it, so then you'd have to bring a chatos on top of it. So the Rambam himself addresses this issue in Hilchos Shgagos. And the Rambam has a unique position here. But the Rambam says the only time you bring an Ashim Taloi is if I had two pieces of flesh in front of me. I have one piece of kosher meat, kosher fats, one piece of prohibited fats. And I'm not sure which one I ate from. Did I eat from this pot or from this pot? So the Rambam says, that's when you bring an Ashim Taloi. But let's say I have one piece of meat in front of me. I'm not sure if this is prohibited fats or permitted fats. I threw away the wrapper, it's been a while, who knows. And I eat it. No Ashim Taloi. You don't bring an Ashim Taloi yet. When you bring in Ashim Taloi, if it's chaticha, achas mi beis chatichas. I ate one of two. One of them, I'm absolutely certain, behashgacha, badatz, this is chalev. No doubt. Mahadrin min mahadrin, treif. For sure. No shaila. The other one, for sure, kosher. I ate one of them. So there's an absolute Easter here. I'm just not sure if I ate it or not. That's when the Rambam holds, you bring in Ashim Taloi. Look at the Rambam. Rambam writes, Kol chet shechayoven al shigagot zechatas kavua chayoven al avadai shaloi ashim taloi. If you for sure did it, chatas, safek, ashim taloi, shu mechapar le safek v'taylaloi. You have to wait in limbo. Ad sheyodea lo bevadai shechata b'shkaga v'yakrav chatas. And then you bring a chatas if you find out you certainly did it. But, excuse me, ein ochai v'ashim taloi, you have to know that there's a Vada Isa there. There's certainly Chalev here. I'm not sure I ate a Kazayas or less. Permitted fats, shuman. Prohibited fats, chalev. Not chalev milk. Something else. Chalev, prohibited fats. I'm not sure which one. Then you bring a avshem tali. Avam haisi lofan of chatikha akas. Safik chalev, safik shishuman. One piece, I'm not sure, chalev, I'm not sure, shuman. Va'akla potter. Sharei ein kan isa kavua. This is what's known as ikba isura. Ikba isura. There's for sure an isur here. I'm just not sure whether or not I ate it. So writes the Prima Gadim in Yaradeya, that's where the Rambam feels your chayv and Hashem Tola. You know why? It fits with our logic. I love this. Why? Because when it's ikva isura, I have an absolute isur here. Again, the Torah speaks in absolutes. A suffix isur is not what the Torah is talking about. And in fact, the Rambam feels there's no Hashem Tola for a suffix isur. Suffix isur. If it's suffix shuman, suffix chaylev, the Torah is not addressing you. The Torah speaks in absolutes. It's, in that sense, it's scientific. Either yes or no. No maybes, no gray areas. Yes or no. Either it is or it's not. And if it hasn't risen to the level of being with absolute certainty in Isar, we're simply not talking about it. We're not talking about it. But if it's Ikba Isura, there is with absolute certainty in Isar here. I'm just not sure I ate it. Oh. So then the Rambam feels, in such a situation, you would apply the carbon of Hashem Tavoy. That's not included in what we're talking about. We wouldn't say Safik Daraisa Lakula there. When it's Ikba Yisura, even the Rambam will agree that we'll have to say Safik Daraisa Lakumra. The only time we're Mako, when it's Ikba Yisura, there's an absolute certain, I'm sorry, if there's absolutely certain there's an Isur here, I'm just not sure that I did it. So then even the Rambam would say Safik Daraisa L'chumra. The only time the Rambam says Safik Daraisa L'chumra is we're not sure there is an Isar here. Torah speaks in absolutes. We're not sure that it is. But if I'm sure that there's an Isar here, I'm just not sure whether I violated it. So then the Rambam says that Safik Daraisa L'chumra. But if it's Ikba Isura, there's an absolute certain Isar here, I'm just not sure I ate it, then the Rambam, that's where you bring an Hashem Taloi, and even the Rambam would agree you say they are Safik Daraisa L'chumra. Rabbi, so you hear the difference between the two? So based on this argument of the Prima Gadim, writes the Mishkanis Yaakov the answer to the other question of the Ran. Again, the Ran asks in the Rambam, if Safik Daraisa is Lekula, when do you ever bring an Ashram Taloi? Why would you bring an Ashram Taloi? Safik Daraisa is Lekula, what are you concerned with? The answer is you only bring an Ashram Taloi if it's Ikba Yisur. There's a certain Isur here. I'm just not sure whether or not I did it. So what then is the Xeris HaKatz of a Mamzer Vadai Velo Mamzer Safik? Safek Mutter Vado Oser by Arla Skutzlaritz. What are they coming to teach us? Those halakas are unique, that even if it's Ikba Isura, even if there is certainly an Isur here, but the person is besuffic about it, he himself is not sure, even there it's allowed. Normally the Rambam would say if it's Ikba Isura, there's two Chatichas here, one of Safek Shuman, one of Chalem. There's an absolute certain Isur here, I'm just not sure I'm eating it. Even the Rambam would agree. Arla and Mamzer are unique. Even if you're sure there's an Isur here, if you're besuffic, if you're eating it, it's allowed. And that's evident from the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? How did they make suffic Arla? One guy would take an apple off the tree in the first 3 years. Then he'd take an apple from the fifth year, mix it behind his back, Houdini, voila! It's allowed. Why is it allowed? It's Ikba Isura. I know there's an Isur here. Even the Rambam would agree. If it's Ikba Isura, Safik is prohibited. Why is it allowed? That's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Arla. That's Sveika Mutter Vada Aser. It's only if you know it's Aser. Even though I know there's a Vada Isur here, but the person himself is not sure whether or not he's doing it, even there it's allowed. Even though I know there's an Isur here. Unless the person himself knows that he's doing it, permitted. In that sense, it's more than the general kula of Safik Daraisa the kula, according to the Rambam. Rambam feels every Safik Daraisa is the kula. But if there's Ikba Isura, there's an absolute certain Isur, I'm just not sure whether I'm doing it, we have to say Safik Daraisa the Chumra. That's what we see from Hashem Taloi. Arla and Mamzer are unique in that even if there's a Vada Isur here, as long as the person who's doing it doesn't know that he's violating an Isur with certainty, it's allowed, even though there's certainly Arla here. Still allowed. Yeah.
So would you be allowed to eat both of those apples, though? Like, yeah. Together?
I'm not sure that I'm doing it. It's a good question. Good question. Whenever we say bito, I say you have one trefa hot dog mixed with two kosher hot dogs. So we say bito barov. Can you eat all three? So some rishonim hold yes, some rishonim hold no. Got some machlokes. So you're saying over here, yeah, I think that you're saying because then I know I ate the iser.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
not.
Maybe
not. Maybe not because you ate both. Good point. And that should be like a guy who ate both pieces. He for sure has to bring a carbon chatos.
Right.
Not sure which piece it was, but you did it. Yeah, I agree with you. You're probably right. There's other, so let's say by Mamzer Rabbi said, and the same thing. When the Gemara says Mamzer Vadai, Atzer Rachman of Eloi Safek, so then what does that mean? That means even if I know there's Vadai Mamzeros here, I know the guy's a Mamzer. Let's say the Rav, I mean Masada Kiddushin. I look a little bit, some Masada Kiddushin take a more aggressive approach. They start investigating the yichus of the whole family. Some take a more backseat approach. They just do as they're told. But either way, whatever philosophy you take, I discover, you know, in the course of events, someone whispers in my ear, by the way, those Zolzvisin, you should know, the guy's a mamzer. Mazel tov. Can I be Masada Kiddushin at such a wedding? I know the guy's a mamzer. He's marrying a Bas Yisrael. No one in the family knows. So the answer is no, you shouldn't do it. Why? Because they'll find out. You know, they'll be accused of rabbinic malpractice or keeping information. But let's say it's never going to be, it's one of these messages that exploded after. The guy's never going to, you're never going to see him again. You're traveling somewhere in Romania. Someone whispers in your ear, by the way, that family is Mamzerim. Everybody knew it, you know. And you're never going to see them again. I mean, lost forever. Dust bin of time. So let's say you knew that was going to be the case. In our society, all information always comes out. At some point, it's going to pop out. But let's assume it'll never come out again. So can you conceal that information? Or do I have to tell the Chassan the Kala? So B'chanan Wasserman has a tshuva. It was printed in a journal called Degel HaTorah, which is no longer printed, where he said, no, based on this whole argument that we've made, that for the Rambam, the Torah speaks in absolutes. But if there's an absolute issue here, ikbi isur, it's prohibited. What's the unique zeres hakatz of a mamzer vada v'lo mamzer sofek, or by other chutzlaretz vado osur sveka mutar? Even if it's ikbi isur, even if we know there's an issue here, but the person who's eating it doesn't know. Let's say the guy who mixed the apples behind his back, he knows which one's the arlo, which one's not. But I give it to you, and you don't know. So since you're not absolutely certain, you don't know about the isur. Permitted. That's unique by Mamzer and Arlo. You don't know. It's permitted, even though I know. So, writes of Bochanan that you could be Masada Kiddushin in such a wedding. There's no mitzvah to be Mafarsim, such a person as a Mamzer. If they don't know, no mitzvah to tell them. That's the Xerza Kassim, Mamzer Vadai, Veloy Mamzer Suffolk. There might be a third halakha that's similar in this regard, and that is Avelos. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here that a kohen, Nerdeus Shimon Shinai Gimel Hilchos Tumas Kayanim, that a kohen is not metame. We all know he's metame to Shiva Kroivim. Son, daughter, father, mother, brother, wife, and unmarried sister. So, what if I have a person presents himself to me? He says, "Oh, we're long lost brothers," or something. Maybe we are, maybe we're not. I haven't seen the guy in 30 years. Who knows? Maybe he's my brother, maybe he's not. Why not? We make a relationship, this and that. Then he passes away. 2 days later, guy dies, croaks. Fine. Beautiful story, Mishpacha magazine or something. Can I go to the Kayin, go to Luavaya or not? He's not sure if he's there. He didn't do a DNA test or something. Okay, DNA test, Vadai. We'll say that. But how am I supposed to know? I don't know. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you cannot go. Suffolk, there's no Tumas Kayanim. V'loyle Suffolk, a Kayan does not go if it's a person is only a Karav b'Suffolk. Why not? So Mishkanes Yaakov writes, because the Pasuk says, by the unmarried sister, Lo Yitama, to her, he should be matami herself, posting in parashas Emor, but not a suffolk. A medrash. La yitame, not a suffik. There's no avelos, no tumas kahanim in a suffik. If you're not sure, you say suffik lekula. We have a rule in hilchos avelos. We generally go lekula. Halachic divrei makeup of avel. Not only because most of hilchos avelos that most people talk about is only minhagim anyway, by the way. But we'll leave that for another time. Most of hilchos avelos is minhagim at best, dinim derabanan. Kemat no halachos midairaisa by avelos, but tumas kahanim is one of them. But we generally go lekula when it comes to hilchos avelos. Why? Lo yitama, you have to know with vados. If you don't know with vados that it's your karov, there's no tumas kahanim, there's no avelos. So based on that argument, Paiskim say that that's why the Shulchan Aruch says over here in Siman Tov Beis, let's say I know this person's karov passed away. No, Yenim's karov passed away, but I really want him to come to my chasana, making a chasana that night. I happen to know the karov passed away. He doesn't know. In our world of, you know, instantaneous communication, it's almost unfathomable. But there was such a time, Rabbi Zeh, where people didn't know things. So he didn't know. He didn't know if he passed away or not. So do I have a mitzvah to tell him, or can I have him come to my chasana first? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to tell him. Mi shemeis lo meis v'lo noida loy, eino chayva sheyarmu loy. I don't have to tell him. Why not? Why don't I have to tell him? He doesn't know. I know. He doesn't know. The answer is similar to Mamzer and Arla. If he doesn't know, that's what the Xerus HaKasim is coming to teach us. Lo yitam and not on a suffix. Mamzer vaday below Mamzer suffix. Vada also say kamut of Arla's chutzlaretz. The Rambam feels, yes, it's true. When there's a vaday iser here, we say suffix that rise to the chumra. These three areas, might be more, but these three areas, even if there's a vada izir, but the other party doesn't know that he's doing it, there's no yediyas hagavra, he doesn't know, the isa doesn't exist by him. It's like when the Torah speaks about absolutes, if there's a suffik isa doesn't exist. Suffik deraisa is lekula, midaraisa is ramam. So too, even if I know, but you don't know, in these three areas of halacha, there's no isir. I can be misada kiddushan for the mamzer, I can have the guy all at the same chasana, have the guy there whose car passed away and he doesn't know, and serve arlos chutzlaretz. You know what?
I thought we were only saying
by
Orla, though, because
it's the Halakha
Moshe Messina, that's where it
would be made up of. No, it's because Halakha Moshe Messina was phrased, Vaday Osir Sveika Mutter. That's what the Gemara says. Why can we mix it up behind our back? Oh, because Arla's, Vaday, the way the Halakha Moshe Messina was articulated was, Vaday is also Sveika Mutter.
We're going to hold in all cases, even if it's straight.
But perhaps it's not because it's Halakha Moshe Messina we're going Lakula. It's because the Torah went out of its way to articulate by these three, or to state by these three Isurim, or similar ones, only if the guy knows Bivados. Normally the Rambam says every suffix is mutter. So ask the Ran, what's special about Arla? What's special about Mamzer? What's special about Avelus? Every suffix is mutter according to the Rambam. The answer is what's special here is even the Rambam agrees, if there's Ikba Isura, I know with absolute certainty there's an Isur, just not sure I'm doing it, then it's Asur. But here, the Rambam would agree, suffix derives to the Chumrah. Here, even if there's a vada isa here, but the guy doesn't know that he's doing it, it's allowed. The Ran, though, gives a different answer to this question. Rabbi says, look back at Ois Aleph. The Ran says, "B'yei shalom du mikan, d'may d'armina d'sveik d'araisa l'chumar d'var t'arahu, v'loi mi d'vrei seferim." There are those who want to derive from here that Arla is unique, suffik is allowed, everywhere else suffik will be prohibited. D'had d'armina n'halka shehutzucha l'halokha l'hatir sveika. Here, it's unique. Halakhla, that it's allowed. In general, would be prohibited. So they want to bring a raya against the Rambam. So he says, the truth of the matter is, by Arla, ime halo irya. Dahaka istrich mishri kol shenoylado by shum suffik ba'olam. Here, the Ran says, perhaps we could defend the Rambam and say a similar argument. You know why the Torah went out of its way to say mamzer is allowed, suffik mamzer is allowed, suffik arla is allowed, even though all suffikas are allowed. Why did the Torah go out of its way to say suffik arla is allowed, suffik mamzer is allowed? So we said, perhaps it's even where ikba isura. The Ran says, no, maybe it's also coming to tell us, any old suffik in the world is mutter. See, even according to the Rambam, that suffik deraisa is lekula, what if I have yachid v'rabim? I have 99% of the paiskim say it's usher, 1% say it's mutter. You know, you find that one thing and a footnote and an article online, Halachapedia somewhere, this is mutter according to that one guy. So even the Rambam who says suffik deraisa is lekula, look, yachid v'rabim, halachik v'rabim is going to be usher. perhaps by these areas where the Torah went out of its way to tell us a suffix is allowed, not only teaching us suffix is allowed if it's Ikbe Surah, it's perhaps coming to teach us suffix is allowed even if it's any old suffix you could kvetch out, even if it will be Yachve Rabim, when we make it like the Yachid. Because the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Brachos with regard to Arlos Chutz La'aretz, the Ran quotes it over here, Kol HaMeiko Ba'aretz Halacha K'maisa B'Chutz La'aretz. Whoever is Meiko in Eretz Yisrael, any day in the world that's Meiko in Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz La'aretz will embrace it. People think that that applies to all areas of Halacha. Kol HaMeiko Ba'aretz Halacha K'maisa B'Chutz La'aretz, the Chutz La'aretz we can make on anything, but it's not true. It's only by Arlos Chutz La'aretz. Only by Arla. Why only by Arla? Says the Ran. Because even though in Eretz Yisrael the guy was outvoted 99-1, he's a das yachid. The halacha l'moshe misina of Arlos Chutz La'aretz teaches us, even though generally we say yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim, here we can be meiko even like any old suffix, any suffix in the world, even an opinion that's rejected, we can evoke in Chutz La'aretz, and that's what the extra xeris hakatz of amams or vader below amams or suffix Arlos Chutz La'aretz vader osas feikam mutter is coming to teach us. Or even by Avelus as well, any opinion in the world that you can find, halacha kedivrei hameko ba'avel. That's what these halachas are coming to teach us. Not only to go to kula, if it's ikbe surah, but to go to kula, if it's yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. Maybe that's what the special gzeres akasav is coming to teach us. Okay, so Rabbi Sai, what we have is a machlekes between the Ramam and the Ran is safek deiraisa l'chumra, adin midairaisa or adin midarabanan. The Ran said it's a din midairaisa, as you see from our Gemara. We went out of our way to say, Arlos Chutz La'aretz is mutter, mamzer v'adai v'lo mamzer suffix is allowed. Those are exceptions to the rule. The rule should have been suffix deiraisa l'chumra. These are exceptions to the rule. The Ram says, no, the rule is suffix deiraisa l'kula. What then? Why then does the Torah grab its way by Arlos Chutz La'aretz, by mamzer tell us suffix is allowed? It's because it's coming to teach us even more. Even though the Rambam holds suffix deiraisa l'kula, if it's ikba yisura, or it's Yachav Arabim, Halacha Karabim, we're not going to be Mako. You know there's a Vada Yisr here. Right, 99% of the Paiskim say it's us, or one guy says it's a Mutter, we're not going to be Mako. By these two areas of Halacha, maybe by Avelus too, where it says Lo Yitama, only a Vadai, will be Mako, even if it's Ikba Yisura. Even if I know there's an Yisr here, just the guy doesn't know that he's eating it. Or, we said by Mamzer, or we said by Allah. Or, it's Yachav Arabim. Normally we'd say Yachav Arabim, Halacha Karabim. By these areas, we'll be Meka, we'll treat that as a suffix as well, and it'll be Mutter. And perhaps that's why the Torah goes out of its way, even according to the Rambam, to allow these fakas is even more than we would typically allow by a regular sfeik of the rise of the Kula. Here will even be more Meka, even by Ikvis, or even by Yachav Arabim. Okay, Shkoyach Rambam. Happy presents.
Is the Chaz Das understanding of the Ein Sfar?